This is Matt Wells at UN News. The Libyan authorities have in principle agreed to let the UN Migration Agency, or IOM, take care of people rescued from the Mediterranean Sea rather than put them in detention, the head of the organisation said on Friday. The development follows IOM Director General William Lacy Swing's meeting with Libya's Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. But in an interview with UN News, Mr. Swing told Jens Renner that thousands of people still remain in detention.
They told us that they have closed 29 of the 53 centres, but there's still thousands in it. But I think some progress was made this time because they've accepted in principle my proposition that rather than taking migrants returned from the high seas and putting them in detention, that they hand them over to IOM and let us, within a few days, take them back home by air. And if they accept that, that will allow us then really to empty. Because right now, as we empty the centers, they just refill them. And the government, I know, wants to do it. The other good news is that the Prime Minister Sarraj told me in my meeting that they've started a process of separating the women and the children from the men, which is something we've been advocating for at least 18 months. And we're so glad that that's happening. And if they go through with our suggestion that we take the migrants returned from the high seas directly home within a few days, rather than going into detention, that those will be major improvements. Oh, one final thing. The government has created a migration working group, which consists of all ministries which have an interest in migration, plus the diplomatic corps, many of whom are resident in Tunis, but they come across to the meetings. International organization is co-chaired by IOM, so we're very pleased with that. That's the way to come up with a holistic migration policy.
Could you comment on the latest EU deal? How do you think that's going to affect Libya?
I don't know that much about it. Now, we have produced a concept note. We're in discussion with the European Union, but there's really nothing yet concrete that I can tell you about that. Clearly, we're trying to be helpful to all sides, to the African states whose young people are wanting to go to Europe, and the Europeans who are trying to come up with a more comprehensive policy.